Gentle people of Earth, welcome once again to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 153. This week we have a show in limbo, as it were, but before we get to our topic, let's introduce our panel. This week we have Justin.
Hey.
And we have Sam.
Hello.
So, this week, as we sometimes do, we're going to be a bit topical with the release of The Hunger Games: Catching Fire this Friday. I thought it'd be a great idea to talk about that film, but being that it's...
Go on.
You have seen it?
No, I have tickets to the 8:30 showing, or quote-unquote midnight showing, I guess. I love that they've done that, by the way. That's my favorite new trend in the last year. But I have tickets to the 8:30 showing in D-Box, so that will be an interesting experience. It's my first D-Box movie that I've ever seen.
What is
D-Box?
Okay. Wait, it is not a national thing? It's like a seat that you program and it shakes along, or you don't program it, but they like... programmed to the movie, and if stuff happens in the movie, it shakes along with it. It's it sounds really, really dumb, and I'm sure it will be, but it was the only way to buy tickets to where we have our seats reserved, so I can show up at 8:20 and still get a perfectly good seat.
Oh, okay. If you buy that, is it not, I guess, assigned seating? Because I know that's a big trend in movies now.
We don't have it here in College Station, where I am. There are theaters in Houston, like, where my family's from, that have that, but we don't have it here, unless you buy the D-Box seats, in which case it is assigned seating. So.
But that's what I meant. So are these not assigned seating?
Oh, these are. The other ones aren't. Like, every other seat, because there's only two rows of D-Box seats, let me clarify. Like, there'll be 10...
Okay. So it's not even a full movie theater, so
no,
it's
I'm
going
so,
to be...
It's, no, okay. I assume you all knew what this meant. I didn't realize it wasn't everywhere. So it's a normal movie theater, but they're placed, like, 8 to 10 seats with the D-Box shaking seats, and they're in a good spot. So you have to buy specific tickets for those if you want to sit in those, otherwise you get stuck in the general area. Those are reserved seats.
What?
I'm just picturing a row of two folks just kind of making an ass of themselves while everybody else is trying to enjoy their movie.
That's pretty much exactly what happens, but at least I'm going to be the person making an ass of myself, so I won't feel bad about it.
I'm curious to hear. Have you ever done it before? Is this your first
not before?
Time?
My first time.
I'm curious to hear your impression that you come back from this.
Yeah, I will report back.
Yeah, this sounds fun.
This sounds stupid. It's like how everybody always aspects my old vision.
Right. Yeah. You can turn it off for what it's worth. So if it is dumb, you can reach down and turn the shakiness off.
Is it
apparently they're
money?
Quiet, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I thought it'd be funny to see a movie with the sex scene in the D-Box seats and just have them slowly rocking back and forth during it, but I don't think that there's quite been one of those yet.
I don't think you're going to get a porno in a mainstream movie theater like that.
No, it's just a normal movie. They have sex scenes in normal movies.
Very awkward sex scenes.
That'd be even better
with the D-Box, because it'd be awkward in the theater, like on the screen, and then awkward at everybody looking at you guys in the chairs just rocking back and forth.
But yes, we will get impressions of that
anyway.
At a date. But yes,
moving on.
Like I was going to say, there is one Hunger Games movie, and there's three books, but I haven't read the books. I don't know if either of you two have.
I read the first book, and I liked it a lot.
I did not read any of them.
But you did not pick up the other two.
No, I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yes, I figured having a podcast on one movie that I saw a year ago would not have been the most interesting thing in the world for most people. And I don't know when the last time you folks seen it. So instead, I took up the concept of the young adult films that have been, transitioned from novels. And this has kind of become a trend in recent years. For the purpose of this podcast, we're focusing on the last 15 or so years because it really kind of became a thing with Harry Potter. I think that was kind of the first, because Harry Potter, if I'm not mistaken, is the highest grossing movie franchise of all time.
If you want to get technical, the first Harry Potter movies were kids' movies.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, this is going to be something that was going to have to come up in the course of the conversation, but it comes up here.
No, it only comes up because I'm a dick.
Well, no, it's true, because I created this and I shared it with you folks before the show. But going through, there are a lot of books kind of made on, a lot of movies based on kids' books, but we had to differentiate what's a kid's movie and what's a young adult's movie. Yeah. And ultimately what I decided on was it had to either star somebody later in school, like, you know, like a high school junior or a senior, or kind of show an evolution of somebody transitioning into adulthood.
Yeah.
And the Harry Potter films get away with that because Harry does grow up over the course of the film into eventual adulthood at the end of the, I don't even know what you call it, 7 and 8 film series.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna, yeah. I was just messing with you, but I'm glad you, explained that.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, I got a couple of suggestions from somebody who was kicking it old school, pairing girl at the same time as I did. You know, he was naming stuff like Indian in the Cupboard, the Babysitter's Club. I would, you know, stuff like the Goonies. I don't think, like, Outsiders, I think, would count. But Outsiders is just kind of outside of our time frame. But, yeah, so that's kind of differential. It has to kind of show either you in that weird state where you're a young adult. Usually it's between, it's usually where people get assigned between, like, 18 and 25. Or showing that transition from kind of school age to adulthood. And I think that's what Harry Potter does. But yeah, Harry Potter kind of got us kicked off. I mean, like I said, highest grossing movie franchise of all time as of right now. Huge franchise. I don't think... Have you folks seen all the movies?
Yes.
Sam?
Yeah, yes, I have, yeah. I don't remember all of them. I can't, like, differentiate certain movies because sometimes they kind of run together in my head, but I have seen all of them. But 5 and 6, 5, 6, and 7 part one all merged together in my head as one movie, which is kind of weird.
That is weird.
7.1 and 7.2 don't merge in your head as one movie.
No, I distinctly remember 7.2. I didn't see all of them in theaters. Yeah, well, I dressed up in a Mickey Mouse costume to go see 7 part two.
Wow.
So
okay.
I was Mickey Mouse from The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and
yeah,
then like
yeah, okay, but how does that?
It's
magic.
It's me being a dick again, I guess. Yes, and magic. So I got like giant Mickey Mouse gloves and a hat and 3 other girls to go with me dressed as the slutty Hogwarts house people. I have a picture
of
it somewhere. I'll find it for y'all.
Which is the
please show us this picture.
Yeah. Anyway, keep going. If only podcasts were visual. Great for a audio medium, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just showing a picture. But yes, Harry Potter films. And I think not only in the benchmark as far as making money, but also a benchmark in quality. I think for the most part, I would say most of the franchise is good. I think everybody has their different favorites and best ones. But
I think a lot of people dislike
the first two.
Yeah, the first two.
Yeah, I think the first two were, because the first two were pretty much literal translations of the books. It was like, okay, here's a book. We're going to take all these elements and we're going to put them onto the screen. And I think once they started kind of saying, like, okay, some of this stuff has to be cut because it doesn't make any sense or it won't be enthralling for a movie-going audience, that's when they kind of took off. 3 is one of my personal favorites. I think 3, 5...
I expected you to start laughing halfway through the sentence as you clicked on my link, but it didn't happen. I'm impressed.
But yeah, 3, 5, and 6, I think, are my favorite films in the franchise.
Go on.
I think mine, in no real order, is 4, 7.2, 3, and 5.
Yeah, that's really no order at all. No, mine's a sequential.
Shut up.
I liked 3 a lot, and I'm not. I mean, for the majority of Harry Potter fans, I'm in the minority because I don't know. They didn't like the fact they didn't stick to Hogwarts uniforms, but I remember them changing directors for 3 and significantly changing it up, and it was my favorite book. So,
well, I think that's one of the things that I liked about it, is that they didn't dress in uniforms the entire time. I feel like Hogwarts would have let them be a bit easygoing about that.
Yeah, I feel like maybe because we're not British, we don't understand. But I feel like if you're in school, and I feel like you'd wear uniforms all your classes and stuff, not the entire time you're on campus.
Right.
Because then you would literally just need that clothes. You would have nothing else. Right. And it would kind of be boring. Like, they'd get uniforms, sleeping gear or something as well. I do like that. I do think it humanizes the characters and it humanizes the school because, yeah, it's really kind of stiff in the first two films because it's just like, oh, here's Hogwarts. Here's all the stuff you remember from the books. And especially part three, because part three kind of annexes a lot of stuff from the book. And it gets more and more But part of the reason they made two films for the end is because they had cut so much stuff out of the previous movies.
You spelled money wrong.
But yeah, money.
Money
too.
Is why they messed with the last movie in two.
But yeah, there was a lot of stuff that kind of popped up. Like Dobby, for instance, was only in the second movie, even though he's kind of a recurring character throughout the books. So when you kind of bring him back in eight to seven to kill him, it's like it's no big deal because he's only around.
No, that was a big deal. Don't trivialize that man.
You cry?
No.
Are you sure?
Did I cry? No. Do people that I know cry? Yes.
Dude, it's a friend who, I'm one of my best friends that totally isn't in any way me. Bald his eyes out. Sidebar, I tweeted at the official Sam Neill, the guy from Jurassic Park, because he said something about his name, and I'm waiting for a response. So, if the Sam Neill, the actor, responds to me, you'll get a live update during this podcast.
But, yeah, I guess moving on from Harry Potter, because I have just about 15 that we should get through in an hour, and Harry Potter could be a podcast on its own. I'm pretty sure we've done one before. I guess the next major young adult franchise would be Twilight.
Woo! Right.
I haven't read the books.
You've read the books?
I said I haven't read the books.
I have.
But
I read all of them. I don't know. So at the time, I wanted something to talk to girls about.
Oh my god.
And I thought that would be a good thing to do, and that was my strategy. Did not work at all. No, it led to some conversations, but
the ones that you wanted?
Yeah, and not with the people I wanted, because it turns out the kind of girls that are obsessed with Twilight books weren't exactly what I was looking for in high school. I was an awkward little kid anyway, which didn't help.
It draws a very special audience.
Boy, does it.
So
do the movies, as it turns out. It's either hipsters that want to make fun of it, or, you know.
Right. I don't know if you remember this, Earl. I think it was Super Bowl 2011. I was live tweeting New Moon.
I do not remember that.
I was so mad.
Do y'all know who Alex Navarro is?
Yes.
Yes.
He did a live tweet of New Moon that was my favorite, hour on the internet ever. That's what I mean by hipster audience. Like, you have a bunch of games journalists that go to see the Twilight movies at midnight because they like to be, as games journalists are.
In the know.
I was about to say, I've seen Twilight. I've seen the first and I've seen the last one. I tweeted to an extent, but it was my Friday night tradition, which means I was really wasted for it. Well, by the end of it. I'm pretty certain that I don't remember anything that happens in the first one. And the last one, I just remember Creepy CGI Baby.
That's where they learn what a vampire is. And she's all like, you're a vampire. He's like, no way. And ate an apple. Then they make out. And then he, stands there in a room watching her sleep.
That's the movie.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that being really creepy now that you mention it.
And then the werewolves come in it too, and
it has a lot of creepy elements. Like I said, I remember part two, or the last part for the CGI baby, who also rapidly ages because by the end of the film she's 12.
I didn't watch the last one, so, I've read the book, but
I saw the first and last one. I figured that was more than enough. We have a rule that if somebody suggests a movie, we have to do it anyhow.
Gotcha. Super Mario Bros.
You stupid fool.
Well, yeah, the Super Mario Brothers movie is up this week.
All right. And,
but it will be our second time doing that. But, yes, Twilight.
That's really enough Twilight. The movies are all terrible.
Yeah, pretty much. And they don't get better. Like, the Harry Potter films, going back to that, the kids get better as the films go on.
My girlfriend claims that they do get better as they go on, but I will have to take her word for it. I stopped watching the movies after, I haven't seen the last two. Apparently the last two were okay. I don't know.
No, they weren't. Don't make them an idea.
If by better you mean severe decrease in quality, then yes, they do indeed get better.
I will say this much, and this pissed me off to no end, is that the final movie has a really fun and twisted climax, and then they just kind of fake it out this whole thing was just
because the book didn't have that at all. There was no fight in the book. And they're like, well, people come to the movies because they like fights, and this is a book movie, so it's got to be like Lord of the Rings and have a big fight at the end. And,
And then it's like, ha-ha, no, it doesn't count. So, yeah, that pissed me off to no end. I remember being extremely aggravated. Like, that's the only thing I enjoyed in this 2 hours you took away from me. Moving on. The film that inspired this podcast, The Hunger Games franchise. Which is most notable for the fact that, oh my gosh, women can need movies. As I saw with every report that came out when The Hunger Games did extremely well at the box office. Thoughts on this?
Well, I was in a tweet.
Justin?
Can you repeat the question?
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to like have specific questions on The Hunger Games, so I got a little lost.
I said something, but I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah, you sort of said a sentence saying you didn't think a female could lead a movie.
Not that I didn't think a female could lead a movie. That was the big takeaway from this. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, an actual female led movie did well.
Had nobody pointed that out, I wouldn't have even realized it.
The thing is, it's something that's been proven time and time again, but every time it's proven, these articles pop up. It happened with Heat, it happened with Bridesmaid, it happened with Sex and the City.
Right.
Like, all these female led movies do extremely well, and everybody's always shocked. It's the same thing. I don't know if you saw, and this is a tangent, so I do apologize.
The USA Today thing? Yes.
With the race-themed movie.
That was amazing.
To be fair, I didn't even know the Best Man Holiday or the Best Man Christmas was a thing until I
Well, yeah, me neither. I'll admit, I didn't even know it existed.
It's a sequel to a 14-year-old movie. It's so out of field, but...
Wait, that movie's for... It's a sequel?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember seeing The Best Man when I was in high school.
Oh, wow.
To date myself. This came out in, like, 99.
Jeez.
There was, like, an era near the end of the 90s, early 2000s, with, like, black comedies that weren't awful. Like, it was this, it was The Wood. You know, it was, like, right after Stella got her groove back. So, yeah, around...
This is dating you really badly.
Yes, it is. But what can I say? I'm old. So, yes, other than that tangent, any other thoughts on The Hunger Games?
I like the movie. Very good.
Yeah, it was a good movie, but I didn't like it as much as a lot of people did. I feel like the people who read the book liked the movie more, because as a non-book reader, I feel like I was missing a lot. It moved really fast and didn't explain a whole lot of what was going on at certain times. So, like, I got the beat-to-beat story, but I didn't get the overall... message of what's going on and how the events of the Hunger Games impact the world and how the world got that way to begin with. Yeah. Stuff like that. The movie assumes you've read the book and it kind of hurts it just a little bit.
Yeah. I don't like how, and I know it's just because of the rating, the PG-13 rating, but I don't like how they, whenever someone died, they just do like a little quick camera flip away.
Yeah.
That kind of annoyed me.
Well, I mean, I understand, but.
Yeah, as a quick aside, I will also say, I'm sure it's my human nature. I have a really sick obsession with these type of movies. I've seen way too many of them, kind of dumping good people into these brutal obstacle course type situation or game shows. I've seen, like, The Running Man, Condemned, what else have I seen? I've seen, like, a dozen of these films over the last year and a half. I have not seen Battle Royale yet.
I don't know. I haven't seen it either, which is apparently what it's based on.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know if it's based on, but it's the one everybody...
It is very, very similar. I've seen half of it, as I want to do with movies.
My big beef with it is not in English, and I'm terrible on films, but neither here nor there. The other one is, I guess, kind of a franchise that... It's on and off again, Percy Jackson.
Man.
I'll bow out on this conversation and type up something real quick, because I know absolutely nothing about that movie.
I've only seen the first movie, but I know from people who have read the books that they are incredibly pissed off about both of those.
I could see it. It's really weird, because the books are a modern interpretation of Greek mythology.
Right.
And they aren't that old, But the movies are a modern reinterpretation of the book. Like, the book is like 2 years old. We have to update this. So a lot of this stuff just seems really stupid. But again, it, I think
one of the problems, especially like between, when did the first one come out? Was it 2009?
I think it was like 2010. It's been a while.
Yeah, the gap between them is really, is by yearly movie standards, kind of huge.
Yeah, that's why I didn't. That's why I was surprised to see that it was come that the sequel came out this year.
Yeah,
I thought the franchise just didn't do well because three is a huge gap for a sequel of this, especially when these characters have aged a lot, and that's the actors, I should say, because the movies are supposed to, especially I believe if I'm not mistaken, movie like book one and book two take place within the same year.
Yeah, so it's a little. And I know that, like, all the actors have had, like, different stuff to do. Like, the dude had, like, perks of being a wallflower and other stuff. But still, that's a significant gap between making each movie.
Yeah. And I don't even know if they're doing the next one. I don't know when that is due.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Do you remember The Mortal Instruments?
That came out this...
Yeah.
I think many people don't remember that movie came out.
Apparently it's supposed to be a sequel is supposedly in development, even though like a few weeks after the first one came out, they said something along the lines of they were looking to just shelf the franchise until a later date.
Well,
yeah, it was I remember this movie for the simple fact that they advertised it not as a movie, but they advertised it as if these are pretty people in this book you might have read before.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, the advertisement, the commercials for this were the cast on stage with a bunch of screaming girls. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Like, no footage from the film. I don't even know what the film was about.
So they basically advertised it like a Call of Duty game?
Basically.
I like the Call of Duty commercials. They don't show gameplay, but I enjoy the concept of just people being goofy and having fun.
I think the movie was about some girl and her mom was part of a secret society of people, and now she is too.
Made out of bones. People made out of bones.
Made out of bones. And then she met this Australian dude, and then she made out with
him. Who was very mortal.
I think she fainted at one point.
Very killable. Very mortal person. And they had a symphony full of instruments. They were also made out of bones.
You sound like Dog. Wow. Such symphony. Such bones. So city.
Yep. this is the plot of the movie.
This is something I was going to get to at a later point. But there is a very disturbing pattern. Hey, romance in movies aren't so bad, but these young adults one tend to treat them as this really weird, forced, contrived thing that everybody needs in their life because it has no meaning if they don't have love.
Oh, God, my life's so sad since I moved to this new town. I've only got a few friends, and then this attractive person comes by, and they make me feel so alive.
Yeah, and...
Oh, it sucks being able to do whatever I want and go out every night.
And my mom gives me so much leniency. It's totally not creepy that this dude's been staring at me as I slept for, like, the past 10 hours.
Oh. Yeah, it is. It is weird how they completely target the, like, Tumblr girl audience, for lack of a better term.
Oh, God.
You know it's true, though. That's exactly who goes to see those films.
I don't know.
That's not even a bad thing. It's just the audience overlap is there.
Yeah, it's just really... And the thing is, like, I mean, going back to the example, you know, like I said, I think this started off with Harry Potter. Like, Harry Potter has a romance element, but I always felt like that was way, 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 way in the background of the film.
It was only upplayed in, like, the 6th book and movie.
Yeah.
It was played in the movies. I don't remember. I don't even remember who the female lead was for the romance plot.
Are you serious?
It was Jenny. Jeannie. Jenny?
Oh. Not the Asian Jeannie? One? I remember that one.
Yeah, that's kind of what they did with the romance. It was awkward, and it's not like Harry wasn't defined by it. Jenny wasn't defined by it. Cho wasn't defined by it. Hermione and Ron weren't defined by it. Like, you had people who kind of, like, were, you know, like, they kind of hinted at them being in a relationship throughout the books and the movies, but it was never like, oh man, they can't operate without each other. They need each other. Like, that's kind of what Buddy does. Like, I haven't seen this. I haven't seen a second Twilight film, but from what I understand, like, Edward leaves, and she just kind of becomes a shell of a woman.
Basically, that's literally what she does. Like, she tries to kill herself just so she can see, like, his little astral projection-y form.
Well, that's what the whole, or not that, but I mean, the idea that the girl in the Twilight books and movies is only popular because guys think she's popular. I love that whole idea. And all the people writing about, well, it's actually a very bad thing to be teaching young girls that guys will find them attractive despite them having no unique features and nothing attractive about them. They'll just like them for existing.
I've never heard that before. I've always heard it as, like, being...
You haven't?
I always heard that, like, it's very bad to just teach someone, or for a girl to think that is what a relationship is, as far as, like, you need to pretend to kill you need to try to kill yourself just to be with
that
guy.
Too.
Or, well, I mean, obviously, that's really bad. but that, like, it's also bad to just, like, it's also bad to, you know, like, just let him, not let him, but just, like, it's bad for him to, like, stand in your room and watch you sleep.
That is bad no matter who it is. This is your parents and you're an infant.
Yeah.
It gets to be creepy after, like, the age.
Nah, even then, grow up, kid. Come on. How old are you, like, one?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, just be like, come on, we're going to speak, you fucker.
Now that we're going to hell. And we did kind of mention romance. I want to mention this one, because it actually does handle the romance element really well, I think. Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Haven't seen it.
Oh.
I loved it. Loved that movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Really, really good. And it surprised me, because I knew nothing at all about it other than it existed and that the girl from Harry Potter was in it, that Emma Watson was in it.
Yes. It has a romantic element to it. But
well, the whole thing is kind of a romance story, but it doesn't treat it the same way other young adult novels do, and that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah, I think it's actually treated as, like, how it would happen in real life. It's like, sometimes you have crushes on people, but it's not going to work out, and other people might... Like, you know, there's a lot of moving elements in romance, especially in a close circle of friends like that. And there are a lot of people who can do manipulative and evil things. And there are some people who just don't understand their role in life. And you get a lot of that in this movie. And it doesn't kind of tie it all up into a neat bow at the end. It's still kind of, yeah. You know, like, everybody's life is still up in the air at this point, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I highly recommend it, Justin, since you haven't seen it. Okay. It's one of the better films on this list, actually. Actually, I would say it's probably my favorite film on this list. I mean, separate from the Harry Potter films, because, again, I just kind of want to use that as a baseline and not necessarily as a single topic here. This is a bit old, and I've never seen it, but it was recommended, and it was on the list. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Nope.
Now, this movie and this book, I guess, is about a pair of pants that friends send to each other and kind of relate stories about it. Or do you not even know the concept of the film?
I know the concept. I've just never seen it before.
I've always been interested, and I guess this is where having an all-male cast kind of worry comes into be a problem, is that I feel like it's one of those films. It's a chick flick. I hate using that term. Well, I don't hate using that term, but it is a derogatory term. And it's one of those films that you really, really don't see. But yes, some girl recommends it, and it's also not something you see as an adult because it's a teen movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, yes, it's the Traveling Pants. Okay, some of these I have not seen, so I'm going to throw them out. Tell me if you've seen... Well, actually, we'll wait until Sam comes back. We'll talk about the ones I have seen. Aragorn.
Yes, I saw that.
I've seen that, too.
That was
and
awful.
I think when people said a poor man's Lord of the Rings, they were being extremely generous.
That's probably the most generous thing I've ever heard about it. I know one kid who saw it 4 times.
Why?
I don't know.
Was he broken?
No, I think he was broken. I think he legitimately liked the movie at the time. I don't know if he's seen it since then, when we were, like, I don't know, 11 when that thing came out.
I don't know how I was much older than that. I bought it, and I do own it on DVD, so I will
confess. You own it?
I will explain it. I had a terrible problem back when I was younger. You know, as most people do, you get a job, you get money, you don't really have that many responsibilities. And I used to work by a Best Buy, not a Best Buy, a Blockbuster. And Blockbuster always ran like a buy two, get two free.
Gotcha.
And what would always happen is you'd find like a movie or something that you want, and you're just thinking, okay, for $20, I can get 4 movies, I can get this one for 10, it just works out better. So you'll find 4 movies that you think are going to be interesting, and 50-50 chance you enjoy it. Aragorn is one of them. Not only did I get Aragorn used, it was messed up, so I've actually never seen, there's like 10 or 15 minutes of the movie that my disc always skips. I shouldn't say always skip, I've seen the movie once, and I really want to get rid of the disc, but... Yeah, it's not a good movie. It's not well made, and it's poorly acted. And I believe this is supposed to become a franchise.
Oh, that's tragic. That's tragic that they didn't realize their dream.
It's sad that so many of these have the dream of becoming more. What if a child dreamt of becoming something more than society intended?
Can we not?
It was released in 2006, so that would have, yeah, that
would have been, like, 13.
Yeah, that adds up to just about after.
But, what movie is this?
Aragorn.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, that movie was shit.
Good, you agree.
I was really excited for it, too, because I loved the book.
I know!
Oh, you read the books?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, okay, this guy could be a cool Aragorn, he's cast really well, I'm okay with this. And you watch, you're like... That's not what Brisinger is supposed to do.
Yeah, like who are the dwarves? What's going on?
Who are you? Why did Brom dying? That wasn't very cool.
I think his uncle died the wrong way too.
Yeah, he did. There is a lot wrong with that movie.
Yeah, oh god.
That's one of those movies that I secretly hope in the back of my mind that they will reboot again at some point in the future and just do it better.
Oh my god! I feel like that would be the best course of action. But then Noah would remember what it was.
Which is good.
Which is what you want at this point. Because the last book was also apparently shit.
Oh, it was?
That's what everybody told me, so I never read it. But
it isn't what those people say. You gotta find out if it's crap on your own.
That's so long, though.
Those things
it's apparently one of those... It's a fantasy novel, but the fantasy gets too full of itself. And the guy makes everything end in a pretty terrible way. I don't even know what way that is, but it's just going off of what people said.
So, wait, was it four books or three?
I don't remember. It was more than it was originally intended to be. So.
Okay. Actually, anyway. Once he came here in town.
Oh, interesting,
yeah,
I guess.
That was cool. I got the second book autographed. I think we've still got it somewhere around the house.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Not a bad guy, just made a shit movie. Well, his book was the basis for a shit movie.
Yeah, right?
Well, I mean, a lot of times, it really depends on how much input you have, because, he's a writer. He probably has no experience making Hollywood movies, so how much input could you offer them?
Not, you can tell this is not how this ended, this is not how that happened, you're wrong.
Again, kind of going back to the Harry Potter, is sometimes you do have to make decisions that might make more cinematic sense. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work when it's in the film, but sometimes, changes have to be made. It's just sometimes they are made for the worse. This is a more recent one. I don't know if you've seen it. I haven't seen it. I've heard of it, though. Vichy?
Was that the thing with Vanessa Hudgens and the dude from... I Am Number 4?
Maybe.
Okay, if that is what it was, I also think it had one of the Olsen twins in it, and I remember it doing
that
well.
Yes, that is the film.
Oh my god.
And Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris was in that?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Neil. Well, he's in the Smurfs now, too, so.
I don't think he cares about his career that much. He has
Does he have to care?
He has How I Met Your Mother money, and I assume he has Howard and Kumar money.
Harold and Kumar money's got to be the best money.
Because he shows up for like 5 minutes in each film.
Still, that's like the easiest job in the world.
Well, next to being Sam Jackson and being Nick Fury.
Anyway.
The show for like a minute.
Moving on.
Yes, so is this like another interpretation of Beauty and the Beast?
I guess. From what I remember, the guy was, I think he was like in a modeling agency. And he was super handsome, and then one of the Olsen twins cursed him to make him ugly. And then I guess Vanessa Hudgens was a blind girl who helped him see that beauty isn't skin deep or something.
Okay.
I'm just going off of what I remember from the commercials.
Very nice. And I guess this kind of brings up the other point I noticed with a lot of these young adult novels, movies type deal. It's a lot of them tend to have fantastical or supernatural elements to them. And I feel like a lot of it is just lazy X-Men in. And my dad is X-Men has kind of always been a metaphor for outsiders. And this is kind of like, oh, you're a werewolf, so you're an outsider. You're a vampire, so you're an outsider. You're ugly, so you're an outsider. You raise dragons, so you're an outsider. All it is, and it's just kind of like, it's so ham-fisted, because sometimes it just doesn't, like the movie or the book isn't really well situated around it. Because two of the ones I have on the list, and you mentioned one with this guy, is I Am Number 4 and Jumper.
Uh-huh.
Which I didn't know were both based on books.
I did not know Jumper was based on a book.
It would have been an amazing book. There's just pages where it's just like jump, and then you jump ahead to a couple of... I'm completely making that up, but
oh.
Yes, Jumper is a... I don't want to say terrible film.
It is.
But what's above terrible? Mediocre, there we go. That about sums it up. And I believe this was the apex of Hayden Christensen's career. I don't think I've seen him in anything since.
I think you're about right. I think Kristen Stewart was in that film too, actually.
Was she?
Yeah, I think she was like his sister or something at the very end.
And I actually watched this movie recently because...
It's been on FX a couple times.
I also own this movie, and I have a reason for this as well.
Uh-huh.
This one is because Amazon used to have like these three movies for like $20 Blu-ray box sets.
You'll just buy anything, won't you?
I had a problem at some point. I freely admitted to that. What cured my problem was Netflix. Being able to stream movies has really just kind of alienated me of actually wanting to buy movies randomly. Because it's like, if I'm ever in the urge to watch something, I can stream it, and I only buy the stuff I really, really want to see. But this was in a box set with Independence Day, which at the time I had never seen, and iRobot, which I actually do enjoy.
How did that get paired with Independence Day and iRobot?
I don't get the pairing.
That's like the weirdest pairing. That's like pairing The Little Mermaid with School of Rock and Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny.
Sometimes...
I've never seen Independence Day. You know, there's another Sam not seeing a movie.
I am shocked by that. Oh, gosh.
Are you really, though?
No, I'm not. I'm being sarcastic. Apparently, neither one of you have ever seen any movie before 19... What is this, 96, I think?
Well, whose fault is that?
I saw Space Jam, thank you. I'm pretty sure that came out.
Yeah, I saw Space Jam.
Whose fault is it? You haven't seen Independence Day?
Yes.
The one movie everybody quotes Independence Day?
Welcome to Earth, dude.
Welcome to Earth. That's all I know.
Or Bill Baxton's speech?
Nope, just Welcome to Earth. That's it.
Yeah, that's all I know. And then he punches the alien in the face.
Gosh. Okay, so we're going to have you folks watch that for next Independence Day. So we're putting it down on the schedule.
You can't make it.
Right.
I've got plans at Independence Day.
You can watch it before Independence Day.
I've got a doctor's appointment every day of the year.
But yes, aside from that, there are a lot of movies that get randomly paired up together in these stores. It's kind of like a new console launch when they just give you a game that you have to buy no matter what when you get the console because you can get rid of it. I remember back when I used to collect DVDs a lot more. I used to get Circuit City. I think I got Final Destination and I want to say Big Mama's House.
Oh, God.
And that's such a weird combination.
I mean, which Final Destination?
It was the original Final Destination.
Okay,
it was Final Destination and it was Bringing Down the House.
Oh, God, that's awful.
The last combo movie I bought was Boondock Saints and Fight Club together, which you couldn't have two. They're very well themed, but they're very different quality movies.
Wait, what are you saying you don't like?
I like both of them, but I recognize that Boondock Saints is not a great movie.
Boondock Saints is an amazing movie.
I enjoy it a lot. Objectively speaking, there's a lot wrong with it.
It has Willem Dafoe in a great role. It's a fun movie.
A very fun movie. I'm agreeing with you on that part.
Granted, I haven't seen it in like a decade. Again, dated myself, but
yeah, exactly. Like I watched it again, kind of recently, and it it's still fun to watch. But you see through all the plot holes and Sorry.
Yeah, and the other one was I Am Number 4, which I think I Am Number 4 came out around the same time as a Chris Evans film. I think it was Push.
Yes.
Not the novel by Sapphire.
Yeah, I do get both. those mixed around too.
Gabrielle Sidibe and Captain America. No, Gabrielle Sidibe has like a baby who can telekinetically move things with their mind.
I watched both of those movies. I know one of them was Alex Pettifer, and I knew him from.
Yes.
Y'all may have already mentioned this. But yeah, Stormbreaker.
Alex. Yeah, I hear that was a pretty bad movie.
It was, but I knew him from that.
Has he been in a good movie?
Do you consider In Time to be a good movie?
You consider Magic Mike to be decent?
Yeah, Magic Mike might be a better one.
I mean, it's like Shirtless Dude Decide, that movie's actually not, it's not awful.
Shirtless Dude Decide.
But I mean, there's way less stripping than the movie sold me on.
Yeah, my girlfriend was disappointed.
My friend was disappointed too. She said that she and her friends got super drunk and were ready to go, and then all of a sudden there's all this talking and not enough stripping.
Yeah, it's the female version of Striptease, which is a movie about strippers with Elizabeth Berkey, who probably predates both of you because she was from Saved by the Bell.
I know of her.
I haven't seen Saved by the Bell.
Oh my gosh, I'm done with this show.
I just seen it.
So it's two kids, and then the bad guy threatening their life, but then the bell rings, and then the bad guy thinks it's the cops and runs away.
Wait, what are we talking about here?
And that's
movie
Saved
by the Bell. Saved by the Bell is a TV show.
I was trying to troll as hard as I could with that sentence, and I think I won.
Oh my god.
Nice. I think Alex Pettifer was supposed to be an Aragon. But I think the story goes is like he gets nervous on flights or something at the time, and so they went with the other dude whose name I can't remember and has never been anything significant ever again, if I remember right.
Probably because he's an Aragon.
Well, yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to. What is I Am Number 4? I'm trying to. I've never seen it.
It is a movie apparently about there are these race of like superpowered beings called I want to say it was the Lorians. And then they sent nine of their children to Earth because their ancient enemies came to, like, wipe out the planet. And the character John is number 4. And I want to say that it was either number 6 or 7 that was in the movie, played by some Australian chick. I think it was Teresa Palmer. And they had Adam from Supernatural in there. And they also had the girl from Glee, the one that got pregnant.
I was going to say, I like how your plot description is just naming all the characters from other movies.
That's how I roll.
And you remember all their names, but you can't explain the movie.
Oh, and they also had the dude from Justified.
Timmy Olyphant?
Yeah, that one.
Who I assume plays an evil guy in it.
No, he's actually the mentor.
Sorry to bail on you guys last week, but apparently you're supposed to get to musicals early. I didn't know this, so I need to leave. Apparently they will lock the doors like 20 minutes before it starts, so I gotta go pretty quickly. I guess I'll report back next week on how probably terrible the musical is. All want to hear about that. Anyway, thanks for having me on. I'll tell you later.
Later.
Bye.
Okay. Now it becomes a conversation, but we're mostly through this just anyhow. The Golden Compass.
I saw the movie. I liked it a lot. I'm sad that they didn't make a sequel, but whatever. My favorite part was the two polar bears fighting, and then I think it was Ian McKellen voices one of the polar bears, and he literally just punches the other bear's jaw right off.
As he's known to do.
Yep, you know. Good old Magneto just punching dudes' jaws off.
No polar bear show pass.
Basically.
He has a lot of iconic roles. Well, I don't think the polar bear's up there, but
no.
Gandalf and Magneto.
I wonder how many people actually remember that he was in that movie.
I don't. I think I was getting this confused with the other. Which one had? Is this the one with Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes. Daniel Craig was in it too, and so was the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay, so maybe I'm not getting this confused.
No, you're not getting this confused.
I just don't remember it that well.
To be fair, that movie came out like, what,
2007?
Yeah, like about 6 years ago at this point. So it's dated, and I don't think it's ever been shown on TV before. Or if it has, they stopped that.
So yes, The Golden Compass. This is one that I've seen more on TV. I don't even know if it was a theatrical release. I know it's a Disney film. Oh,
that was theatrical.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yes.
But yes, I've seen this. Wait, I actually enjoyed this film.
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie, surprisingly. I mean, not surprisingly, but just it was before Shia LaBeouf became an air quotes big name.
Okay, but yeah, Hoes was a interesting kind of child slavery movie. I guess if you want to describe it as that. I guess that was... What was it? It was like a child... It was like a juvenile prison?
It was a juvenile prison. And...
They basically had them do manual labor to find this buried treasure.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought the ending was a bit too neat with them finding the treasure and going into that kid and them all becoming rich. But whatever.
Oh, yeah, still...
I enjoy it. I think it's a fun movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
What else do we have on here? Freaky Friday.
That's based on a book.
I guess so.
Huh. Well, that I didn't know.
It was owned... Well, I did not realize it was that old. Now it's 2003. Yeah, it is based on a book written by Mary Rogers. And it's been... Well... I wonder how much of it was based on the book and how much of this was based on the original movie. But again, it's kind of like a, you know, kind of one of those role reversal movies we've seen before.
Yep.
It's a good, fine movie. Jamie Curtis in Into the Ohan before she went completely bonkers.
She's done worse.
Yeah, well, I mean, she went completely bonkers.
Yeah.
The last two I have not seen... But I have read the book for the first one. I Love You, Beth Cooper. I know this has the Hayden
Panettiere. Yeah. I think that's how you say the name. I've never seen that. I hear that it's decent.
I read the book and it's kind of funny. The book was kind of like American Pie in writing. It's a very raunchy single night high school party. It's their graduation day. I believe he's a valedictorian, and he shouts out, "I love you, Beth Cooper."
Yeah, that's what happened in the commercials too.
Yeah, and basically the rest of the night is him, like her boyfriend's a military, and he's in town, he's gonna kick his ass, and like running from him, and getting into all types of mishaps and troubles with his friends.
Gotcha.
It's actually a really fun book. It is skewed younger, but I had fun with it. Like, you know, I'm not gonna say it's high art, but it's enjoyable. Have you read or seen it?
No.
Okay. This last one was a recommendation that I have not seen. I've heard about it, and I've heard good things about it. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist with Michael Cera.
Cera. I'm going to kill you.
Says the guy who's never seen Independence Day.
Shut up. I think I've seen parts of it, and I remember liking what I saw.
Yeah, it seems like a good movie, and it has Kat Dennings.
I completely
botched. I have to say, and I saw it. I watched Thor 2, and I was thinking the same thing. And I do apologize. It's a brief moment of pervert. It's like I don't know how they hide her breasts in these films.
Honestly, I completely forgot about that until you pointed it out.
Because she has enormous breasts, but they usually bundle her up in clothes so it doesn't show up too much. Because I used to watch Two Broke Girls. The only reason I stopped watching is because it comes on at the same time as Wrestling Now. And I don't really feel like having another show. But on that show, they kind of put up the fact that she has huge boobs, and she does. But watching Thor, you wouldn't notice it.
I completely forgot about, honestly.
Well, like, some of us are looking for it. I mean, that's, like I said, my one moment of being a pervert.
Anyway.
Anyhow, that's this. Do you have...
Sorry, what were you about
go
to
on.
Say?
No, I was going to say, do you have anything else to add that you're going to ask?
Did you read or see Ender's Game?
I've read Ender's Game. I have not seen Ender's Game yet. Okay. I actually enjoy Ender's Game. I think it's a really fun sci-fi film. And oddly enough, one of the best video game books ever written. But part of me can't watch the movie because I can't support the writer, who I didn't know about when I read the book the first time.
No, me neither. Like, I read it, and it was like either sophomore or junior year of high school, and I really liked the book, but then, like, over the past few months before the movie came out, I heard all this stuff, I'm just like, oh, it's kind of, like, that sort of ruins it for you afterwards.
Yeah, big time. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh man, this guy's a nutso. I don't usually like to make political statements or anything like that. It's just, you know, like, I can't in good conscience go pay money to support somebody like that.
Right. And, like, people say, like, he doesn't make any money from it, but still, that's not good.
Yeah. And I know, like, the company tried to get away from that by, like, I think they were offering a portion of their proceeds to different organizations that were against his ideals, but it's still...
Yeah, that's still sketchy.
Yeah, so I don't know. But anything else you want to add before we begin wrapping?
Do you remember the Artemis Fowl books?
Do you who?
Artemis Fowl.
I don't think so.
There were these books about, it was like this teenage boy genius who, in the first book, he kidnapped a fairy, who is this cop, and the police of, like, the magical police basically try to raid his house in order to get her back.
It sounds stupid,
but the books are actually really good. They were gonna, Disney was, or no, sorry, Miramax was going to make a movie at one point, and I think that they decided to scrap those plans, which sucks.
Right, it's out of books. And I think there are a ton of them that are in production. But for the sake of time, we're not going to discuss the future ones, other than to say that I will be checking out The Hunger Games: Catch and Fire.
Yes. Are you going to real quick? Are you going to see the Fantastical Beasts and Where to Find Them? I think that's the name of the other Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will. I want to see more of it before I make any judgments. I'm curious to kind of the Harry Potter universe. I think is extremely rich and ripe for expansion, especially if you kind of go out of the Voldemort Harry Potter circle, and you know, because you have, you know, there's a lot of rich backstory that's kind of offered up,
mm-hmm.
and there's, you know, like, the idea is that magic. It's not like Harry Potter and Voldemort's a huge part of wizard in history, but even
it's not the only thing that's been going on.
And they've always hinted at that. It's not like, you know, like another franchise where it's like, oh yeah, like, these are important, but did you hear about all this other stuff? It's always been hinted at in the books, and that even this is actually based on something from the books. And I believe it was an actual book that was created.
Yes, it was. Also, just real quick, The Hobbit. What did you think about the first movie, and are you going to see the other two?
I have not seen The Hobbit yet.
Dude, it is a fucking long movie.
Yeah, I've not heard good things about it. I've not heard bad things about it. I just hear people say it's extremely long and really long.
It is extremely long. Like, even for a Peter Jackson movie, it is really long, and that can wear you down.
Yeah.
And
wear you down.
Like, man.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so that's that. As always, check out the site. Dual World then finally put up its Games of the Generation, and we did it backwards because we're very special. So the first thing you hear is our Game of the Generation, and then we fill out the rest of the seven. So you don't have to stick around to the end to figure out what we pick, which really kind of isn't the best advertisement. But hey, if you want to know, you get to know right away. comic reviews, we have Samurai Jack, Superior Spider-Man, Batman, Justice League. There's a ton of comics up there, so check that out. This week, as part of our Nintendo Day celebrations, we are going to watch Super Mario Brothers movies for 151 proof movies. We have... Hey, people make bad decisions every day. I just don't mind ahead of time. And we are offering a viewing party for this, which means that we will either host a Tiny Chat or a Skype chat. Usually Tiny Chat just because it's easier for people, especially if you're not friends with me, to enter. And last time we had about a dozen people. It was a ton of fun. So hopefully, and it's available on YouTube, which apparently is piracy, I guess. I didn't know that.
Is it?
Well, I guess so, because the people the people behind like the Super Mario Brothers Archive website, which is like some of the people behind the original movie, were like, we don't like you endorsing piracy. And I'm like, it's on YouTube. It's not like I put it on there.
Yeah.
Like, the full movie's on there. It's crap quality. It's like 360p. But it's up there for your viewing pleasure. It's actually not on Netflix or any other streaming service. But it's on Netflix, and it is without ads, which is another benefit if you want to join us.
Thank God.
Or maybe you own it on DVD or Blu-ray. I believe the 20th anniversary was this year? Or last year? It was the 20th anniversary was recently. So yeah, they also did a Blu-ray release of it. So check that out if you want. Trent, hopefully by the time of this recording... By the time this goes up, it's going to have his 30 movies to see, for Sam especially, and apparently we're going to put Independence Day on that because we're going to return to this conversation next year for Independence Day. I already have it in my notes. I don't know about Saved by the Bell. I don't know. I don't want you folks watching the entire show, especially since it's not available on streaming. Or is it available on streaming?
Maybe.
Anyhow, for Sam, who said that earlier, for Justin, who's never seen Independence Day, and for myself, who believes in the red, white, and blue, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 153.
Right, it's all the same with you.